Our scripture reading this morning comes from Luke chapter 3, the verses 15 through 17. The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Messiah. John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." And then verses 21 through 22. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." The words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Jensen, for lighting the candles. Thank you for the team up there and the musicians. What a great day. We're out. We're free. Would you pray with me? Lord God, we come in this place today to feel your presence. Through the music, through the new words of something that's sort of new but not. We thank you for the opportunity to be in this place with like-minded people who receive your love and your grace and hope to share it with a hurting world. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The scripture for today has just a wonderful, there's just so much coolness in it. I'm just sorry. I get so excited about it because it's Jesus getting baptized. Did y'all think about that? Jesus getting baptized? I had a colleague one time and he said, "What's the deal with Jesus getting baptized? Wasn't he the Son of God? Why did he need to get baptized?" Anybody else ever think that? You're in a safe space. You can raise your hand or you can nod your head. What's the deal with Jesus being baptized? And I just smile about it and think, you know, there are really smart people that I went to school and listened to, and they believe that Jesus was baptized so that he was like us, that there was a need of being in that world, of acknowledging God's presence in the world, because you know that's what our baptism is. An outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. Did Jesus need to be baptized? Well, I'm going to say no. But he wanted the people around him to go, "I'm just like you. Come on in, the water's fine." And when that happens, something will change in you. Now, I have to tell you, I was baptized in this very church when I was 13. Long time ago. No, not really so long ago. And I'm going to tell you straight up, I don't remember that day at all. So when we say remember your baptism and be grateful, which is what we're going to do in a minute, I'd love to tell you I could remember my baptism and be grateful. My grandson was baptized here. And I'm going to tell you, he doesn't remember that day because he was this big. He's 6'4" now, but he was this big. I'm pretty sure he doesn't remember it. But God does. That's the cool thing about this. But God does. Sometimes we don't fully understand why we do what we do, and yet God does. So, in a time of a lifetime here, the baptism for us is that outward public confession. Example of we've got a new thing going. We're headed in a new direction. Now, my parents helped me with that new direction. Anybody have parents like that? Yeah. My parents helped me with that new direction. Church helped me with that new direction. And that's the way it's supposed to be. A baptism is not a singular event. Look around in this room. Now, maybe you're not baptized, and you know what? That's between you and God, and it's okay. It's okay. But in our world, a baptism is a community event. Something that everybody in the room takes part in. Isn't that a great thing? Y'all aren't smiling. I think that's a big smiley thing to be thinking about. You're not alone. You're never alone. You become something part of such a big thing. You become, in our world, part of the church universal. We baptize once because we believe that baptism is about what God does, not what we do. That's that prevenient grace thing, as Wesleyans. God loves creation before creation even knows they're loved. Ooh, isn't that fun? Before you knew Jesus, oh gosh, I've had quite a conversation with people this week about my attitude and my voice. Sometimes I said, well, be glad, because before Jesus, it would have been different. But let me tell you something. Once you get Jesus, once you get the love of God, through that amazing thing, Jesus who said to us, you know what Jesus' biggest thing was? Love God, love others. I think that's why I love Jesus so much. It's kind of uncomplicated. Love God, love others. Do good, do no harm, stay in love with God. See our new banner? For a minute, think about that. Do no harm. I always love it because actually his words are do no harm, do good, stay in love with God. I always kind of wondered why it wasn't do good first. But think about how much damage is done when we do harm. Whew, it's big. So I like it being first. Do no harm, do good, stay in love with God. Breathe that in for a minute. I'll try not to blow in the mic again. Jesus was baptized. And then what happens is, oh, look at you guys. Aren't you great? Look at them. The most amazing thing happens. You know what happens next? The Holy Spirit descends upon Jesus. Wow. Scripture just blows me away. So I'm sorry if I get really animated and just out there a bit. Because I try to picture myself there on the banks. And we don't know if it was full immersion. We don't know all those things. And that's why in our world we sprinkle and we pour and we immerse in our world. We just know that there was amazing water involved in this beautiful act. And then the Holy Spirit descends. Some say in the form of a dove. That's why we have the dove. And Jesus knows, and everybody knows, that something miraculous has happened. And Jesus is even forever changed, because you know what happens then? He really starts his ministry. Everybody go, yay! Jesus starts his ministry. We believe that. We believe that this was the turning point, the defining moment in which Jesus began his ministry of saving you and me, of teaching people around him to love God and love others, even the weird other. Even the weird other. Even the other that you don't get. I had the most amazing, beautiful experience in this church this last week. There was a young lady sitting on our front steps. Sitting on our front steps. Imagine my surprise when I opened the door and looked over and went, oh my gosh. There's a young lady sitting on our front steps. And you know, we have a kind of a deal happening in this neighborhood these days of homeless in our neighborhood. Did you all know that? Do you get that? If you didn't know it, I want you to know it. And they are precious. And it was just kind of amazing. For a minute, I looked and I thought, oh my goodness, what do you do, Marsh? What do you do? So I introduced myself. So my name is Marsha. And she sat for a little bit. And I said to myself, Lord, sometimes we have entertained angels unaware. I think that's in the book. I've been reading it, snowed in. You got to read something, right? No, I like reading it. And I thought, and I said, God, don't let me mess this up. Please don't let me mess this up. So she came in and used our restrooms right back there because it was cold. She used our restrooms. And somebody was here with me because everybody's going to go, oh, Lord, you opened the door by yourself and you should never open the door by yourself. And you're a, yeah, but somebody was here. Somebody was here with me, I promise. And then she came in here and I thought, oh, this could go weird. And it kind of sort of did. Because she came up the aisle and she stopped and looked at both of those. Have y'all noticed the stained glass? If you haven't, you know, we get quite used to the things that are around us all the time. And we take them for granted. And she was like looking at them like they were a piece of chocolate cake. Oh no, that would just be me. No, she was looking at them like they were just, and her words to me were this, what do you all do here? What do you all do here? And I said, well, sugar, I said, we sing songs and we love each other and we worship God. She liked the singing song part best. She came up here. She wanted me to light the candles. And I said, it's above my pay grade. And she took that on. It's Jensen's. That's Jensen's pay grade, not mine. And she was very sweet and very kind and very ethereal. I can't describe it any other way. And it was time to go because, you know, we're busy people. We have things to do. So I said, we're going to have to leave. And for a minute, she stopped. And I went, uh-oh. What have you done? And she looked at me. And then she stepped over and hugged me real hard. And then she left. Now I could tell you some details that you might go, oh my, about. But I'm not gonna. But I'm not gonna. We can do good in the most weird ways. And I hope for just like 5 minutes she felt loved. You know, it wasn't that extraordinary. Next time you go to Walmart, be good. I don't care what they've got on or what color their hair is. Just be good. Could you do that? I don't think that's hard. Our group's name is Compass, and I looked up Compass. And it's an instrument that gives you a direction. And I've got 3 pages of notes on compasses and when they were discovered and magnetic ones and different ones. But the deal is, it's an instrument. It's a way to give you a direction of a place, a way to go. So I love this group being called Compass so much. Because when you get ready to go on a trip, what do y'all do? You get ready, but you kind of make a list. Does anybody else make a list? Or you just throw everything in the bag that you want? I'm both. Sometimes it depends on where I'm going and what I'm doing. But there's kind of a little bit of a plan in the back of every one of those, right? And that's why I'm so encouraged about this group, that we're going to get a plan. Because I'll tell you, the world has tried to scatter church. The world has tried to scatter the church, pulling us this way and that way, and we got to this and you got to that, and you don't like believe this way, so I don't like you, and I'm doing this. Oh, honeys, stop it. We're going to get a plan, and these folks are going to, we're going to do it, and we're going to love God bigger and harder and longer than anybody can even imagine. We're going to get our act together, as my mom used to say. Oh, Marcia, get your act together. It was a big job, but I kind of sort of did it at times. So I am so encouraged about this, about everything they're going to bring to us. And so I'm going to ask you to take this bulletin home and pray for all these names. Every day. I'm not kidding. I do this sometimes. I say, take this bulletin home and pray for the people on the back that are having problems. I'm going to ask you to add these names because, sugars, we've got a mighty work to do. I know we've been snowed in for a little bit. It kind of feels, it feels like the church kind of got a little snowed in and a little scattered. And we've got to get past that and get on to doing the loving of the stranger that sits on our front church porch steps and the ones that are out in that neighborhood. I'm excited. Are we going to work? Yes. Get up. Get busy. We're going to go to work. I like it a lot. So now we're going to close today, and it's going to be kind of interesting because it's been my tradition, every church I've ever served on the baptism of the Lord Sunday, that we have remembered our baptisms and are grateful. So I'm going to ask you to bear with me just a minute, because then we'll go to the party. Now you see some of these girls going downstairs because there's a party. And so everybody, look at all these people that are going down. These are the party animals in the church, right here. Just turn around and look at them. I love it. But before you go, if you would like to, as we're singing our song, we're going to close with Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. I love that so much. If you would like to step forward, I'm going to have the baptismal waters ready. If you would like to come forward and I would place water on you, not as a baptism, because we don't rebaptize. But if you would like it as a blessing and a remembrance of your baptism, I would be grateful to do that today. So we're going to close with our song, and it is Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. It will be on the screen, and thanks be to God. Amen.